This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. Happy race day along the Gulf Coast. What a big race weekend it is. There's so many tracks running, and of course we had to fight the showers last night. Let's give you the whole rundown of what's going on. Tim Bryan standing by with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. And by the way, great sponsors of the show. We appreciate that very much. It's true, we got rained out last Saturday at Mobile, so that means tonight we race. And I look outside the weather window here, and we've got some clouds, but I'm looking at the radar as we speak. So far, it actually looks pretty good. We're going to get this race again for sure. Also, Joe McArdle joins us from, earlier this morning. We didn't get out of there until after 12:30, almost 1 o'clock last night, but they had some rain, and we were a mile away from the track when it started raining yesterday. But they did a great job, as it was even still sprinkling, drying off the track, and they had all the divisions run. And great to say that Kane Motorsports got our fifth win of the year and still leading the points over there. So what a great night it was out there for us. We'll talk with Joe McArdle here shortly. Deep South Speedway, going to do it in the dirt. Hey, some of this rain has been good for the track, but you don't want too much. Don't want to be a mud pit. I'll tell you what, Chris Carter is going to be here. Also, one of the Bomber drivers, Bobby Crawford. He drives the 8C. We're going to talk to him, kind of talk about how his season's been. So thank you again to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, Deep South Speedway, and our friends at Mobile Regional Airport, which now has new nonstop flights to United, thanks to Chicago, I should say, through the United. Can you tell we've had about 3 or 4 hours of sleep? There's lots of sleep deprivation, but it doesn't matter. We're here to talk racing, and that's what it's all about. Let's bring in Tim Bryan. Good morning. I hope you got some sleep last night, because you're going to be a busy man today. Are you there, Tim? Oh, you know what? For some reason, we are not able to catch Tim, so we will try to get a hold of Tim here in just a minute. Yep, there he goes. But what we're looking at tonight, Mobile International Speedway, looking like it's going to be a big night of racing. Now, again, keeping an eye on the showers. There's Tim right there. You with us, Tim?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but we're all rested up, Kane, and raring to go. Looks like tonight's races may be brought to you by weather.com. They're giving us a pretty good forecast. No worse than 30%, down to 20 and 10 later in the evening, so we're sitting on go.
Well, and the schedule's going to start off, gates open at 2 o'clock, grandstands, open practice begins around 4 o'clock. What do we have tonight? Because you've got a special with the Pro Late Models, and it seems when I talk with the fans, they really like what you guys are doing with these guys.
Well, the Midwest Cooling Towers Pro Late Models have got a new format for this year. Not so new now. We've done it a couple of times, and it's been rather successful, I think, in terms of competition. Double features for the Pro Late Models. They start out with a 20-lap feature. We do a complete invert on the finish of that race, so the winner starts in the rear of the second feature later in the evening, and they run 30 laps. So that's been really exciting, but I tell you, there is just a lot of buzz about the Pro Truck racing tonight. We've had a good turnout for practice on Thursday night.
We had like seven trucks.
Yeah, I think their truck division has really got some legs, and it's going to wind up being one of our gemstones out there at MIS and along the Gulf Coast. So we're looking forward to that. Those guys have been off for over a month, so they're chomping at the bit to race. Of course, the Sportsman and Bomber action will be good as well.
Well, and we talked last weekend about the trucks. The new series had started pretty much last year, trying to get people to really get back into the racing on the coast. And this truck series has really done it. And now you have added that again, like we mentioned last weekend, to this year's Snowball Derby at Five Flag Speedway.
Yeah, and we're going to be releasing our schedule real soon. And some of the truck guys are just, really excited about that. Of course, we're going to be glad to have them. That's going to be, hopefully a big weekend for all the divisions, right to the Bomber division. I mean, it's the Snowball Derby for every division, so we try to make each and every night something special.
I know there are other tracks along the Gulf Coast, around the country that do run these kind of trucks. Is it something to where the rules package for what you have down here could attract other trucks from other regions?
Well, that's been a work in progress. Oh, and of course, back into last year we started looking and researching other areas as far as the rules go, and they're extremely close now. Good. To the point where we've already had calls from Texas and calls from Georgia with people people with trucks wanting to know about the Snowball Derby, and perhaps we might even see them before the season's out for a little test at 2.
Oh, see, that's good. Well, tonight also the Sportsman and the Bombers. You got to look at some of the points, and again, the Sportsman racing has been great. You've got Pensacola Boys and the Mobile Boys, always been a little of a rivalry out on the track, always friendly in the inside the pits, but out there, these guys have been beating and banging and also running really hard, so who's going to take it tonight? I mean, you've got, I guarantee you, that 33 is coming.
You know what? The 33 is coming, but the 32 still has a big win in the rearview mirror at Mobile. Unfortunately, he followed that up with an appearance at Five Flags that wound up on coming to the pits with a hook behind a wrecker. So Red Dog wants to redeem himself from his Pensacola outing and find his way to victory lane again at MIS. Of course, Bob Bryant lurking right there in second place in the point standings. He's been extremely consistent. How great would it be to see him get into victory lane?
Oh, absolutely. And then let's talk about the Bomber class again. You know, you talk to the fans, and they love the trucks. They love the late models. But a lot of those guys that I talk to, the fans, they love the Bombers and Sportsmen. They can relate to these guys. The everyday people in the race cars, essentially. And now, granted, I'm kind of biased because I actually, you know, run the Bomber. But, boy, I tell you what, they have had some great racing in each class, including the Bombers. Right now, almost, I guess you could say, halfway through the season, Jamie Corey, who at the beginning of the year was going to say, no, I'm not going to run. He's got a new baby, you know, enjoying fatherhood and doing that. I tell you, he came out one or two races, started doing great, and he said, you know what? I think I will go for that championship, and it's been good for Jamie.
Well, Jamie Corey's had a great season, and you know, it's testament to 149-point lead in the standings. But it's really been closer than that might indicate. Of course, DJ Latham has run really good. Matt Jackson's been extremely consistent. A big win for Colin Kraft.
How about it?
Last time out, and you know, a few other guys are running really good. So the nice thing about the Bomber division is it's kind of our rock at MIS and holds true at Five Flags as well. I mean, you know, I think last race we had 19 cars take the green, and you know, always a large field of cars. So we're looking forward for some more of that tonight. We're going to be qualifying the cars, and we're going to put them in heat races, and then we'll, of course, run the feature as well. So plenty of racing for them tonight.
You know, how can we find the track? Obviously, it's right off of I-10, and how much is it going to cost to bring the family out tonight?
Well, exit 10, right off of I-10, easy access to MIS now, courtesy of the Alabama Department of Transportation in recent years. Adult tickets tonight, just $10, $8 for students 12 through 17, all first responders, seniors and military. Again, that's an $8 ticket. Kids 6 to 11, $5. 5 and under free. Pretty affordable night for family entertainment.
Yeah. Now, I want to switch gears really quick because we need to talk about the next race, which is next Friday, the 26th, at Five Flag Speedway. You got the Buddy's Home Furnishing Blizzard Series back. And I tell you, there's been controversy. There's been good racing. And you're going to see fireworks even off the show or after the show. So let's talk about the Navy Federal 125 next week.
Well, the Buddy's Home Furnishing Blizzard Series has brought, you know, some of the most competitive super late models to the coast, and of course, a good reason for that is the guys race on Friday night, and they a lot of nights we leave our lights on at Five Flags all night long, especially during the summertime, so they can make repairs to the cars and get them ready for Saturday night when they trek 60 to 70 miles west to MIS for a doubleheader. So makes for a good weekend for the racers. Expecting a good field of cars. The guy to kind of keep an eye on next weekend is John Hunter Nemechek. Although he didn't win the last time out at MIS, it was probably one of the best races we've saw in recent memory with Daniel Hemric. Of course, Hemric had a back-to-back wins. And I do want to make mention the disqualification of Chris Davidson.
This is big news.
Has been rescinded. Of course, you know, we try to make sure that we do due diligence prior to every race, and sometimes it's just not possible. So the fuel test that was conducted with a certified tester was not quite enough. Even though we made the call on Chris Davidson there at MIS, the fuel samples were sent to laboratories, and his fuel, although tainted with some non-Sunoco branded fuel, which caused the test failure, we found to be within specifications. So certainly this rule is not in place to to make racers worry about having drops of another brand of fuel, because we encourage guys to go to other tracks and run other series, and they may not have the same fuel rule as us. So all that said, the point standings are going to be reformulated over the weekend. This decision was just made yesterday. So Chris Davidson's third-place finish at MIS was reinstated. And having said that, the fuel samples taken from Augie Grill's car on Friday night were still outside the parameters of acceptable fuel. So the call on Friday night with Augie stood, unfortunately, because we certainly like seeing Augie Grill down here and understand he's chomping at the bit to come back next week. And don't be surprised if he's a man on a mission down here next week.
He's probably polished that bumper and ready to go. Well, again, the gates are going to open up at 2:00. Now, I have to throw out the weather thing again. Obviously, we've been rained out quite a bit. All the racetracks along the Gulf Coast have suffered from our wet summer season. But you know, the best thing to do if you're a fan and if you're a driver, you're getting ready, probably Facebook. I think you guys are pretty quick on that. You know, you obviously can call, but the website as well, Mobile. speedway.net, but is Facebook going to be the best way to keep track of everything and make sure that we're still running when we are?
Absolutely. That will be the absolute first thing we do, is make a post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll set the voice recorder at the Speedway if we make any kind of decisions, about another postponement. Certainly, we're hoping that tonight's clear sailing, because, as I say, it's been too long since we've raced. We got to get it's like the season opener tonight.
It really seems like it, doesn't it? And well, here's the thing, and to all the people to listen to the show that live in Mobile on the Gulf Coast, it could be raining where you're at, and it could be absolutely perfect and sunshiny right over that track. So don't let it, if you're along the Gulf Coast and it's a busy weekend with a deep sea fishing rodeo and so many other activities, but if you plan and you're a race fan, you're coming out to the track, make sure to diligently keep an eye on that Facebook, because again, it might be raining where you're at, but not at the track. We've had that almost every time it rains. So just want to make sure.
You make a good point, Kane. Thursday night for practice, I got off of exit 10 on Interstate 10. What's that, 3 miles from the track? It was raining pretty hard. I got to Speedway. Never rained a drop all night long. Had a great night of practice.
So, that's what I'm saying.
You're right. But Facebook, the Mobile Speedway Facebook page, of course, we'll put something on mobilespeedway.net as well. But, keep your fingers crossed. I think maybe we can get it done tonight.
I guarantee you will. Tim, thank you so much for sharing time with us this morning, getting us ready and pumped up for the racing tonight.
I look forward to seeing that 5-car in action.
Oh, I guarantee we'll be there. There's Tim Bryan from Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway, already heading to the track this morning. Still to continue, we're going to talk about last night's racing and how we had to fight the rain at Sunny South Raceway. And yep, it's true. Kane Motorsports at number 5, back up on top. It was a lot of fun last night. It's like a giant go-kart track out there. Had good car counts. We'll talk about everything next with Joe McArdle. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, podcasting later today on the team website, usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we race to raise awareness to all the volunteer fire departments around the country. Like us on Facebook there, too. Still to come, well, we've got the bomber driver, the 8C. That's Bobby Crawford, one of the local guys, doing it up big time. Fifth in the points over there at Deep South Speedway. He's probably up this morning prepping the car and getting ready, so we appreciate him coming on board here earlier. Chris Carter, coming up, and Chris Carter from Deep South Speedway talks about all the racing that will be coming up, and we'll probably touch a little bit of NASCAR, a little bit off on one of those special off weekends. But man, I tell you what, last night, driving to the track, just like we were talking with Tim Bryant, you never know if you're going to have rain around the track or not. Along here, you can have spotty places. We were a mile away from the track, and it unloaded last night, and I pulled in, and I got Joe McArdle now on with Sunny South Raceway, and I'm telling you, all I said, I was driving, I just went, really? Really? I couldn't believe it. And I'm sure you thought the same thing, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Good morning. How we doing?
Hey, doing great, doing great. I just want to say, I want to sing praises to your whole entire track team and everybody over there at Sunny South. The rain was an annoying rain, I call it, where the sun's out, you had a beautiful rainbow above the track. So, I mean, everything was looking great, but it was still just had that drizzle rain. And you guys were out there still driving the track, got it to one groove, got it to two grooves. And I tell you what, we did not have one accident because of any wet track conditions. So, Joe, you and your track did a great job, brother.
Well, thank you for that, and yes, the sun was out, and it was drizzling, and we had two rainbows.
Yeah, that's right, we had two. See, tell me God's not a race fan.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means, but we had them, and And true, we did not have an accident all night. We did go ahead and put up the soft walls for the little guys. But I appreciate all the help I got last night. But we got the race, and that's the big thing.
Now, let's talk about it. You know, you have something what's called the Mighty Mites, and these are pretty much champ go-karts. So they look like small sprint cars without the wing on them. And these little kids are 4 years old and up, and these Mighty Mites take this pretty serious. And they look like we've talked about real race car drivers. They've got the suits. They've got all the safety equipment. And, man, I'm telling you what, as I've seen these young kids, these are the young kids learning how to drive and getting their first taste and experience on the tracks in the high bank in Sunny South. These kids are getting it, aren't they?
They're getting it. These are a miniature little NASCAR people, you know, fully dressed.
Oh, yeah.
They sit there, and they even already at that age talking smack.
Oh, it's so funny to hear them in a driver's meeting. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. But it's a junior camp car, roll cage, mm-hmm. five-point harness, Hobbs device because of their age.
Yeah.
And yes, some very in their second year this year. We have them on a clone, restricted motor, mm-hmm. restricted tires, restricted gear, and it's working. Last night, we actually, we get better as we go.
We brought
them out last night, and we tried different things with them. We brought them out last night on behind a go-kart.
Let me just say, that was brilliant. You had a pace cart with flashing lights on it, and those kids registered with that. And actually, it was probably the smoothest we've gotten to start and stop these guys.
And, you know, I'd like to go ahead and there's some parents out there that really go out of their way to help us at that track.
Yeah.
Without calling any names, because I'm sure, you know, I'll mess it up for you. I want to thank them all.
Yeah.
Thank them all for bringing the kids, number one, and thank them for helping us.
Well, it's cheaper than a movie. It lasts longer. They have so much more fun. And then you started something last night. Now, the Mighty Mites did great. We bring in the Junior One champs. There was a big field of these carts, and these go-karts are fine. They're hard to find now along the Gulf Coast because of the class that you've started. I mean, I've got people calling me constantly, well, how can we find one of these? You better get on eBay, and the closest they're finding them, two and three states away, because that many people are really starting to embrace what you guys are doing, especially with the Junior One champs.
Mm-hmm. Right, and true, again, you know, these are last year's Mighty Mites.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger motor, and a little bit, I think they're running a second and a half faster than the Mighty Mites.
It's obvious they're hauling the mail.
Right, but we inverted them last night for the first time.
Yeah.
In their rule book, it says we can invert, and we've done that, and basically what that done was it kept the fast guy off the front who wins all the time and put him on the rear. But come feature time, man, Katie barred the door because we're coming through.
and that's it. Well, who took the win last night for Junior One Champs?
Junior One Champ was the Bad 54.
Yeah.
Mr. Thompson, Grant Thompson.
Yeah.
And he started fifth. And the little kid worked himself around and didn't touch nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And he come on through. Two restarts later, he is still in the lead.
Man.
And it was funny. The track in the past had forgotten about the 20-minute time limit.
Yeah, and sometimes you need that with that class.
Right. So I'm constantly telling Ray, the flagman, Ray, how are we staying on time? He said, I'm on it. So here we go. We got, I think, two laps to go. He said, Joe, I got to throw the white flag. We run out of time. I said, Ray, do what you got to do, man. And it worked out great.
It was perfect timing, exactly. And you know, you've got, once you get through these classes, the next evolutionary step is for you to climb out of the junior champ and move into the Bandolero class. And again, I tell you what, these cars are so twitchy and they're so sensitive. I tell you, young Josie McCardle, during that race, the last race, was doing everything she could to get everything out of that car. I enjoyed watching her. She got right on that wall, and she would be slideways. I call it, not sideways, but slideways out of four.
Yeah.
And she was working that wheel. I mean, you could see her cranking it. Man, that girl, that young granddaughter of yours, has no fear.
Well, you know, we stepped her up two gears last night for the first time this year.
You could tell, because, boy, she was working it.
And we stepped her up, and you seen what she done in the feature.
Yeah.
She started second roll inside. Well, they dropped the green flag. She drove down on the inside and took the lead going down the front stretch.
And held it for about 2-3 laps. She looked good.
Right. So it's coming along. We're not pushing as a team. You know, I've got her dad, who I had racing since he's 4, and then I got her brother. We're not pushing. It will come.
Oh, it will come. I'd say it's in the blood.
Right, well, and you know, you do, it's called seat time, and you just go along, you add a little bit this week, a little bit next week. But that is the first time this year we've stuck up on the gear. And we waited till she was ready.
Boy, she handled it. She did good. Well, how about, you know, you've got the Pro Challenge cars and trucks getting into the big cars now. And, again, Cole DeFron has been a man on the mission. Good-looking truck, that number 7. And this is a class where you have cars and trucks. What size are they? 3/4 size? Is that correct?
It's 3/4 scale.
Okay, 3/4 scale. But, boy, they sound like Indy cars with these motorcycles engines in them. And boy, they are just some of the best racing I've seen. They are really pushing it hard.
You know, Cole is our points champion, our points leader, I should say. And last night he had to work for it, but you seen what he done?
Oh, yeah.
He sit there with patience.
Patience and just right there, just kept getting in that mirror. You know what I'm saying?
He does, right. He does what I like. You know, he picks the spot where he wants to pass.
Yeah.
And it works. Cole is came a long way, too. A good little driver. They've got the setup on the truck. It's just right. And, you know, now it's time I put my little plug in. I am working on presenting or hosting the national points race for the Pro Challenge at the end of the year.
Wow, that'd be huge.
Right. It'll be good for Sunny South. Plus, everybody will get to see, you know, different cars and, you know, it's some good racing that class. We love it.
Yeah, and it's very economical to get into if you're looking at it. Now, we've got a couple other ones. Stingers, you talk about economics, $500, $600. You could have a front-wheel drive car out there. I call that the Saturn class. But talking with some other folks, there's an Eclipse that's being built, I know. Also, another Honda that's going to be out at U-Track soon. So people are still building these cars. All you got to do is throw a roll cage in pretty much, maybe work a little bit on the suspension, and you're out there running.
Yes, sir. We had 7 cars last night at Stinger.
And, you know, let me ask you, hold on, I got to interrupt you, because I was in my car seat getting ready, I sound like a kid, I should say racing seat, and there was something that happened between these Stingers. I know there was a rumor that some guys were upset with each other. What happened on the track?
Well, you know how you can come out of number 4 turn and can take a Saturn, and just make it as wide as the track is wide?
Yeah. That happened?
And the person that's trying to pass you, he ends up down the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in making your car wider, you end up in the grass. So they both come down the front straightaway in the grass.
Jeez.
Kept on trucking and got back on the track in time to make the turn in the one turn. But there was some rough driving, I'm going to call it. There was some tempers and a little attitude, we're going to call it. But guess what?
Well, you tell me.
Guess what? I went over there in the grid. All 7 of them came back, and I had a little talk, a little man-to-man. You know, forget Sunny South. Forget I'm a race promoter. Forget you're a race driver. But here's the way the cow's going to eat the cabbage. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
You know, you go through the grass, you go through the rear.
Yeah.
You try to take the man's fender off or his bumper off or spin him sideways, you go to the trailer.
Yeah.
I said, I got the flagman waiting on you. I said, I'm waiting on you. You can come up here and have fun, or you can come up here and go to the trailer. And you seen what happened.
Yeah. There was some excitement. Let me just say, if you've not been to Sunny South Raceway, last night you missed some excitement. And we've got other classes still. How about the Legend class?
The Legend class. We had 6 cars. Mm-hmm. We had everybody out there hit each other at one time or another. And I'm not going to say on purpose. I'm going to say racing.
Yeah,
we hooked bumpers. We didn't have no intentionally bumping.
Boy, they were using it.
Right. In fact, I didn't even talk to those guys. I mean, it's basically the same people been there. Well, it is. The same ones been there all year.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I put 3 of them to the rear one time. I put 1 of them to the rear the next time. And the people that we put to the rear came back and one of them won the race, the other one finished second. One of them had car problems, had brakes. He hit the brakes and he pulled him to the wall. my car in the lead, got wide coming out of two and lost the lead, went to the rear, come back. It's all racing. You know, things are going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But they did drive with a good head. I give it to the legend class.
And who took the win? Was it Joe?
Hunter Lewis.
Hunter Lewis takes it to number seven. How about that?
Points leader.
I can see why.
Seven car. He finished first. 44 finished second. And our boy Robbie Johnson come in third in the 96.
Well, how about the Bombers? I tell you what, you had probably one of the best good-looking drivers win last night. I had to throw that in there.
I'm just going to say the number five car showed everybody why he loves Sunny South.
Oh, yeah, and that's probably the best way to put it. I tell you what, I love the track. I was able to lap most of the field. I mean, that car, we worked so hard on it. So
car looked good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. David Owens, crew chief, and us, you know, and all the sponsors, we really had a lot of fun out there and still leading the points and looking forward to bringing home that championship. So now, as we shift gears, we've only got about a minute or so left. Let's talk really quick about your upcoming events, but also quickly, Bandolero School starts July 27th.
July 27th, a week from today. Right now, we're going to crank off about noon.
Good.
And we're going to have the little Bandolero class, and I understand we may have a follow-up on Sunday. Don't know for sure, but we'll be there this next weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. SunnySouthRaceway.org is the website. If you still want to get involved with the Bandolero School with your family, you can do that. Also, really quick, give us our schedule. We've got a huge month coming up.
Month of August, we got three races. Mm-hmm. On the 2nd of August, the 16th of August, I think the 26th of August. We got three scheduled races, and we have two in September, but we have a rain date to make up September. Of course, we got to be careful about Alabama. They got some games scheduled themselves.
Yeah, so you know how that is when that football stuff comes through. But
yes, sir.
Joe, I appreciate all that you did last night to get the racing in. A great way to kick off the race weekend like you do Friday nights. Family fun, best food at the tracks, and, man, some of the most exciting racing we've seen this year. So enjoy the rest of the day off, and we will see you again next weekend for sure.
I want to thank everybody for coming last night. Thank you.
Absolutely. Sunny South Raceway. Again, go to the website. You would love it. SunnySouthRaceway.org. Now it's time to go slideways like they mean it. Deep South Speedway. They're racing tonight. A big show. And before we got Chris Carter, who's going to wrap up the show with me, we've got one of the drivers who's already prepping his car, the 8C of Bobby Crawford. He's coming up next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to the sponsors. Without them, hey, I'd still be in bed. Mobile International Speedway. Again, tonight, keep an eye on Facebook and also mobilespeedway.net. But the racing is going on. No rain. I can guarantee it. Not really. Five Flag Speedway. Also, we appreciate them coming on board. Sunny South Raceway. Joe McCardle, thank you, my friend, for coming on. And again, a big race month coming up. 3 out of 4 weekends on Friday nights. We'll be back over there at the short track. Deep South Speedway on board and Mobile Regional Airport now with new nonstop flights to Chicago through United. So we appreciate them coming on board. Chris Carter getting ready. He's getting his makeup on, and he's already in the chair over there getting ready to get on. And he's going to tell us everything that's going on tonight at Deep South Speedway. And I tell you what, we got the rain out last Saturday at MIS, so my crew went over to watch the dirt track racing, and man, I'm telling you, there's nothing like Deep South Speedway. I love dirt anyway. Grew up in Indiana, Terre Haute, Kokomo, Eldora, but man, there's something special about that track, and I've never run a bomber over there. I've been in a Stinger and an open wheel modified, and one of the guys that's actually doing great, I took a little hiatus off, but now is back in the number 8C, one of our bomber drivers, Bobby Crawford. Bobby, good morning, brother.
Good morning to you, buddy.
Man, I tell you what, we were just talking off the air a little bit about all the racing that's going around here, and, you know, we've been struggling with some of the showers, but, you know, would you agree that all these tracks, and even Deep South Speedway, especially Deep South Speedway, they spend so much time on track preparation. Last weekend, when it was a mud pit on the inside, they were there almost 24 hours in a row just grading the track, and you tell me that was a smooth track.
Indeed it was. They did an excellent job in getting the track ready whenever that rain came at like 2:30.
Yeah, I thought we were done.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mud hole whenever we first went out there. I was like, man, we got to race in that. But then it just, you know, that they had that truck out there packing that track the whole time and did a great job at getting it done. And then we got out there and packed the track, and it was a real good track.
Yeah, and it looked like, you know, these guys do great. Bobby, I want to ask you about the bomber division out there. They're a little bit different than the asphalt cars. You guys have different setups, obviously. Tell me about what kind of car you've got and what you guys do to get it around the corners over there.
It's just a it's just an old 85-ish Buick Regal, and basically, you know, roll out the big play out in your setup and everything, and you know, I can't give you all the secrets. But everything is, you know, you just want to go off. As far as me, I want to go off in the corner as hard as I can and just get around that thing sideways and just hook up and go.
What's neat about Deep Sound Speedway, there are two, maybe even three grooves on a good night there. So it's not like you have to stay low. You don't have to stay high. You can be in the middle. I mean, you can really pretty much, if your car's set up right in any of the divisions, including Bombers, you can really kind of place it and go, don't you think?
Right, yeah. It is a three-groove track, and you can pretty much get in either one of those grooves unless your car is pushing or something like mine tends to do. So.
Yeah, you'll have that. Bobby, right. How did you get started in racing, and what kind did you do?
Whenever I got started in 2000, we basically just raced mini stocks, and it was just, I was always a NASCAR fan or whatever, and just always wanted to get in a race car.
Terrible disease, isn't it?
It is. My granddaddy was a big race fan, and after he died, it was like, you know, we just wanted to do something, and we did it, and started racing mini stocks in 2000, won a bunch of races from 2000 to 2003, and over at Mobile Dirt Track, Hattiesburg, Flemington, and a couple other places we raced at. And but the class was just dying out, and I got married and got out of racing, and then now I'm back. So this is my first year back since 2003. So
how has it been? Has there been a learning curve? It's like riding a bike. I mean, and also, obviously, you know, you're running fifth in points, and it's been a pretty good points battle out there in the Bombers.
Right, it has. Richie Brasner's pretty much done it the whole season with Chris Berger right there behind him, and I heard that Chris Berger will be back tonight, so he hit the wall pretty hard, and he'll be back tonight, so hopefully, and Richie Brasner out here is not going to be there. He'll be in Flemington at another memorial race over there, so Chris Berger has a chance to take the points lead tonight. So
he sure does, because he's only 58 points behind Richie.
Right, that's correct. So, if he races tonight, you can pretty much expect him to take over the points lead. So.
You know they're working on the car right now, don't you?
Oh, he's been working on it all week. He's, I've heard that he's actually changed, you know, cars completely, so he'll be in another car.
Yeah, there was a lot of people bouncing off the walls last weekend. But again, and also with the way the track was, but it's that's what happens on dirt race. I tell you, you guys tear up a few more cars than we do on the asphalt. I've noticed that.
it's very frustrating to say the least, because whenever I raced over Sunny South too in the mini stock division over there, when you know it was nice to load your car up on the trailer and nothing be wrong with it, and there'd be like a couple of tire marks on your car or something, but you know, whenever you're racing on dirt, you don't know if you're going to have a car at the end of the night or not.
That is so true. That's a good way to look at it. So you go out there balls to the wall anyway, don't you?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, my dad says, I said, Dad, it's like I'm kind of scared to tear the car up tonight. He's like, you don't get in that car and drive. He's like, just load it on the trailer.
That sounds like my crew chief. So you go out there, you got a bumper for a reason. If you have to use it, use it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You can bump me once, but if you do it a second time, it's time to pay back the favor in full. That's how we roll.
Hey, we all try to drive clean, but mishaps do happen. Yeah,
Sometimes you don't check that mirror.
That's right.
Hey, Bobby, how about sponsors helping you out? I know with our class, it is the quote-unquote beginner division in a lot of these classes besides the Stinger, but I tell you what, we spend $6,000, $7,000 easily a year on this Bomber, at least. So what kind of sponsors help you out?
Keisha's Cleaning Services helped me out a lot. They're one of my primary sponsors, and so is Arc Pro Pipe Welding School of Mobile.
Cool.
They're a big sponsor of mine. So, and that's pretty much it. My mom, my dad, you know, they helped me out a lot. That's pretty much it.
Let me ask you, I know we have a lot of younger drivers, and I tell you, there's a young kid over driving in Pensacola who I believe is in sixth, maybe seventh grade, something like that. He's 13 years old, running a Bomber. Now, he's already had some experience in go-karts, but as you see more families and more people, you've got a Stinger driver over there, a young girl that was a fan in the stands at the beginning of the year. Now she has a car. So I like the fact that some of these people come in the track thinking, man, I could get into that. I can't afford to get one of these cars. What would you tell a perspective racer that might be considering getting into the bomber class?
Well, I would tell you know, there's a lot of cars just sitting around waiting to be, you know, raced that people don't even realize, and you know, you can easily get a beginner car for around $1,000 to $1,200 easily, and just go out there and basically get in it and go race.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to try to compete for the front. You know, when you first start racing, just hang back and ride and just relax. You know, but it would definitely be a fun class to start in and everything, but it's also a competitive class too. So
very, because there's a lot of people. I know the class is designed to where you race for a year or two and you move up, but the way today's economy is, I can tell you from some of the asphalt drivers, you'll see a lot of these guys that will just stay in the bombers because they can't afford. You got a perfect example, Jerry Goff, who runs, he ran a super truck this year, couldn't afford to continue to run, bought a house with the family, doing the priorities, and now he wants to get back in racing. He's driving a bomber this weekend at Mobile. So,
right.
You know, you got to do what you got to do as a race car driver. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I mean, it's you know, I give kudos to the people who run late models.
Whew.
And everything else because there's no way I could afford even sportsmen.
Yeah.
You know, you win in the sportsman division on asphalt, you're buying four tires a week at least.
Oh, yeah. 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 Dirt's a little more forgiving, isn't it?
it definitely is. So there's, you know, that's one reason I'm not on asphalt, because of the tire cost.
Yeah.
So, but that's the advantage bomber drivers do have on asphalt, is they can run a street tire, so it kind of helps them a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, Bobby, I know it's the tracks are really going to be concentrating on getting everything ready, whether it's the asphalt or the dirt track tonight. But Deep South Speedway, again, gates open at 4, racing at 7. And I imagine we'll see that 8C out there up front, right?
No, it will be up front.
Ah,
tonight.
That's it.
I was leading with four laps to go last week,
yep,
and blew up a rear end again, so lost the gear. So, you know, I can pretty much guarantee victory tonight.
I love it, and we'll have you back next weekend, brother. Bobby, thank you so much. Y'all be safe out there when you're playing, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Y'all have a good day.
I'll guarantee it. Again, man, I'll tell you what, that guy knows how to drive, too. If you've not seen him, Bobby Crawford in the bomber class at Deep South Speedway. What other classes are racing? Hang on. Chris Carter's next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later this morning, podcasting the show on the team website. It's usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing. I want to quickly, before going to Deep South Speedway, and I know Chris and I will talk forever, so I want to thank my sponsors on the number 5, Kane Motorsports, which again found victory lane 5th time this year. How about it? We're so excited. Best year we're having. Pull Apart, also giving us an extra $100 to our childhood cancer research. So we'll get a check from those guys, and we'll hand it over to a family that's been struggling, which is awesome. We appreciate the help that they do. All 14 area McDonald's back on board with us. Also, thanks to Bay City Collision on Lakeside Drive. They've got those new Scorpion spray and bedliners for $4.99. You got to check them out. ShareGodsPower.com, a great Christian website. I've got those guys on board again. Metro Glass and Mobile. Thank you, Mobile Regional Airport, Auto Painter Supply, Falsac Tires, and I know there's a few other smaller ones on there, including Performance Graphics, who make the car look great. Thank you so much for those guys. Skywatch Traffic on there as well. So we're going to load up the car, head over to the asphalt track tonight, and try to repeat our success from last night. But I tell you what, I do have a heart for dirt, and I am so close to building a dirt car for next year. And the guy who's really handling it out there and doing a great job helping run things, Deep South Speedway, Chris Carter on the line. And Chris, I tell you what, talking just a minute ago with Bobby Crawford and the bomber driver, he really had a lot of nice things to say about the track.
Good morning, sunshine.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, that's like I told you a while ago, was waiting to come on the air. Bobby Crawford, man, and there's a lot of these guys. Y'all hear me talk about it week in and week out. You know, I'm a rookie at this dirt track, but man, oh man, I tell you what, these people, the fans, the drivers, you know, I've actually become good friends with Ronnie Vick, with Bobby Crawford, you know, Danny Williams, a bunch of these drivers, man, that are just there. I guess it's just like in the blood of all racing people, but it's just like I keep telling everybody, I have not deserted my roots of asphalt racing, but by golly, you come to a dirt track, man, I guarantee excitement each class.
How many people, when it rained out last Saturday in Mobile, how many Mobile drivers were there? Most of them.
It's amazing. And you know what's even more amazing? And once again, you know how much I love Five Flags and Mobile Speedway. Mm-hmm. That is my roots, and I'll always have a big heart and a passion for that track. Yeah. But it's really strange because I think we're going to have quite a few coming over this weekend as well. So I don't know if people are starting to get attracted to dirt more than asphalt, but I definitely know it's just simply, like I said earlier, Kane, the excitement, the thrill, the dirt track. I mean, when Chris Carter has to put his microphone down and, you know,
a loss for words? Chris? Who? What? Are you serious?
It's not often that I'm very speechless like I've been a couple of times at that track. So,
and you're holding your breath because the racing is so good out there.
Yes, and Fox 10 is actually going to be coming out to the track on Monday, and I've challenged Joe Emer, which is the host, listen to this, the host of Studio 10, I've challenged him to a three-lap shootout just for bragging rights, and Bobby Crawford's car is one of the cars that we're actually going to be using. I haven't found the other car yet, but I'm sure it won't be hard.
Oh, man.
And then they're going to air it next week, later on in the week, so that's pretty cool. It's Fox 10, Joe Emer, a good friend of mine. We're going to get a little coverage for Deep South, and that's just what the track means. You got to get the word out how much fun we're having at Deep South. And by golly, that announcer, he's pretty awesome too. So
are you going to trade paint with him? Are you going to put it on him? You're going to give him experience?
Hey, check this out. I've got my Bubba Gale Keller Smith driving suit already.
Wow.
Better watch out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I've never even sat inside a dirt car, but, you know, I'll drive anything with wheels, son.
Well, let's talk about a huge night tonight because we got about 3-4 minutes left. The street stocks are one of my favorite classes. That's what I'm leaning towards for next year, possibly, if we can do it and get everything, all the, you know, the racing gods right. But let me tell you, 800 to win with the King of the Hill race tonight, that's huge. I mean, that's almost half a car.
Yes, and that is huge. I'm really excited about that. These street stock drivers, the rules are really different from track to track. Not really different, but they vary from, you know, track to track as well. And the street stock class, as you just said, it is one of the more exciting ones at Deep South Speedway. And tonight, it's going to be no different. Now, all these guys that haven't won this year that are up there in the points race, I talked to Danny Williams' brother yesterday, and the luck that this number 69 car has been having. I told him last night, Derek, I said, of all the years I've been involved with racing, I've never, ever, ever, never seen a car have such bad luck. So I'm hoping that their bad luck will turn around on that 69 Danny Williams car. Ronnie Vick, he's going to be a one to watch in that street stock division. Of course, you got Alan Taylor, who's made his return, who's won the last two. So there's no telling, but tonight I'm going out on the limb. Tonight's winner will not be someone. Alan Taylor, you're not winning tonight, bud. I'm sorry, but it's not happening. No three in a row.
Wow.
Tonight's winner will be someone that has not won a feature race at Deep South Speedway.
And this is the night to come and bring the street stocks because you can make a lot of money. And the thing is the track is really to entice the drivers, throwing a lot of money out there for the Stingers, also the Bombers and the Open Wheel Modifieds, which is also one of my favorite class. You know, obviously we had last week Kyle Ratowski on leading the points, had another great win. Nathan Ingersoll's right on his back heels, though.
Nathan Ingersoll, we said it many times, me and you both, good people, wheel man, he can drive the holy heck out of that car. And like I said, that's what I love about this track and all tracks in America, not just that one. You know, these people, they're just awesome people before they actually get inside of that race car. So, I mean, Nathan Ingersoll, he is the defending champion in the modified division. So
28 points out, and he and Kyle are good friends. But on the track, man, they are so aggressive with each other without touching.
Next to each other.
Yeah, and help each other on the car. So that's the kind of camaraderie you're going to find in the pits there over Deep South. So tell us about what time to come and everything, the schedule of events for tonight.
All right, tonight the gates open at Deep South Speedway at 4 o'clock. We will start racing at 7 o'clock. Just get off on exit 44. Head north about 5 miles on the left. You can't miss it. DeepSouthDirt.com. Go on Facebook. You can like us there. And we also are on Twitter at DFSDirt.
Boy, you covered that pretty good. What else? We were going to talk a little bit of NASCAR, but it's an off weekend, so again, there's no reason why.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know. You know, getting kind of bored with the NASCAR, huh?
Well, actually, I'm just Denica Patrick's such a joke, and Kyle Petty should get a reward for saying what he said about Denica Patrick. Denica Patrick is great. Kyle Petty hit the nail on the head, and if anybody can say he's not serious or don't, I mean, it's just it'd be like, I don't even know how to explain it. It'd be like saying that Bryce Dulabon's going to get a feature win, you know, in Cup next week. It's right. not happening, people. Right. Denica Patrick is not, you're one of the top-tier drivers. Why would you leave Denica Patrick with your race team, Tony Stewart, when you had someone like Ryan Newman on your team? With him and Ryan Newman, Kevin Harvick, and Tony Stewart would have been an awesome team. But now
money.
You got Denica Patrick
money.
Involved in it.
Simple as that. It's a money call, guarantee it. But
exactly.
Yeah, but well, I tell you what, you guys are going to be busy tonight. Again, we wish you the best of luck. Get those crowds out there. And again, keep an eye on Facebook if there's any weather issues. But I tell you what, you guys worked through it last time. Chris, we appreciate you coming on board as always, brother. And good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you very much. And Derek, as I say every week that I talk to you, thank you for what you do for everyone in the racing community. We love you, brother. And peace out, White Trout.
Thank you, man. Chris Carter going to do it in the dirt tonight at Deep South Speedway. We'll be at the asphalt track again, Mobile International Speedway. I want to thank everybody for listening again. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, Deep South Speedway, and our friends at Mobile Regional Airport. It's time to go racing. I don't know where you're at, but find a track, support the local tracks, because without them, it's not going to be any other racing around. Simple as that. God bless you. Love you. See you at church tomorrow.